If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Our drive moment today is it disrespectful to your partner to post sexy pictures of yourself online? We've got a clip, right? Yeah.
Is it disrespectful if your boyfriend likes other girls' bikini pictures?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Disrespectful?
Yeah. Totally disrespectful.
Okay. Do you post bikini pictures?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is that not disrespectful to him?
Wait, no.
Why?
It's just different.
Okay.
Wait, I'm female and he's male, so it's different. Because I'm a woman and he's a man, so it's different.
I'm so sorry.
Silly, Lucis.
Such a hypocrite. Such a hypocrite.
It's wrong for your boyfriend actually to like other ladies' bikini pictures, but it's right for her to post pictures
that other men will like.
That other men will like.
Nonsense.
And guys, how insecure are you if you are secretly following your man, or he knows that you guys know that you follow each other, and every time when he likes a picture, you question him. Why did you like this picture? Why did you like this picture? Why did you like that picture?
Oh, guys.
I think if their relationship is at that stage, those are so many signs of being toxic. I'm a red flags already.
And insecurities.
Yeah. And and who am I to tell my woman not to post anything sexy online? If she feels she wants to post this picture, I would never control her. But at the same time, our relationship, you know exactly what kind of a relationship we are having.
Yeah.
What are we trying to build here? What are we trying to achieve here? So if you are not, you feel like right now, this relationship is at the stage which when you have a string
with
your pada on Instagram.
Or a jiggles.
Homoto is anti thirst trap.
I really do think that if you're in a serious relationship, so you're not looking, you're not scouting, if you are married, and a guy's different folks for different stroke. Maybe your man is also thirst trapping, you are thirst trapping, and it works.
Wow.
And it works for your relationship. Bravo, go on. But if I'm in a serious relationship with a guy, and he's there with a tracksuit,
Asa para underwear.
Abata an imprint to show, or ange skipping rope a jumpe, horo hubeli varaburuba. Ole waka really in a serious relationship. Whose attention are you trying to get?
So what if I'm on holiday, go beaching, kiapere underwear go meeting, kai poster. Get thirst trap, Leon.
So I really do think that we know why we take certain pictures. A thirst trap picture, you see, it's a thirst trap picture.
Is it?
You really, honestly, if you're at a beach somewhere and there's swimming happening, you are wet, you are in a short, and maybe it's like gripping on your body. And there's actually everything is always in context.
So it needs to be dry first before you take it.
Context is important.
Context.
So you can take it wet. You are at the beach. You're having a fun time at the beach.
Let me give you two different types of pictures right now.
Guys.
There's a picture that we just described, like a man's beach, you're having a good time.
Helipair.
Young child, and there's you a hotel in front of a mirror.
Hypo!
With no one around.
That's what
I saw.
Those are my favorite pictures.
Those what?
Those are my favorite. Those are the ones I like.
Those are the ones
most.
You like.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who are you trying to impress right now?
Ooh.
Yeah, I also find this woman being so hypocritical that she can post bikini pictures. and it's okay for other people to like them, but it's not okay for her man to like other women in bikini.
Nah, it's ridiculous.
In bikini pictures. So yeah.
But hey guys, if it works for you, this is a no judgment zone.
Yes.
If it works for you.
Off air, it's a judgment. It's a judgment.
Yeah, but on air we don't judge. Yeah. Off air we'll judge you, but on air we promise not to.
Basically,
judge.
Basically, get there,
so yeah, we like be honest with us. Yeah. Be really honest with us. If you are cool, gent, what if fro? Is poster, it be right, like
it be half naked, it be free the nipple. There's a trend, yeah. Free the, and this has nothing to do, by the way, because I know a lot of people say, my body, I've got agency for my body. It's not that deep, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with if you find it disrespectful. If you don't find it disrespectful, come on in and say, I don't find it disrespectful. My man can be stuck naked on Instagram. I don't care. I don't mind. That's your prerogative.
That's 063-688-0959.
KG is shaking his head. He's like,
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So, is it disrespectful for your partner to post sexy pictures of yourself online? Let's hear from Komoso and friends.
Hi guys, nalingana la re insecurities what wati mara na ibile wa ka monaska bana le wana social media. We ranka social media. No guys, now social media I give mati. It ends there.
Komotso combat land. Aya and I never you do me. La never ga gana ke gana ga nna straight. O ga re ke boulela fela motho a tsama ka tight. Ra ga gana ga boulela.
Vacation, I'm definitely showing off my body. I'm definitely posting. But then for a man shouldn't be like too much on social media. Meet up is the poster. You know, I'm a poster, yes, I don't mind. But masagas of poster are cool, it's a bit questioning. And masagas of pizza like Hanani Tombe. Anyway, I wouldn't know, but I don't really have a problem with that. But Mina, relationship or not, if I'm on that vacation, I'm posting.
You are my person. Yeah, so long will you want to give me one? So
So you guys own other human beings, basically.
You said we don't charge. Yeah.
We said we don't judge.
I mean, I need to tell you don't judge.
But
that's the relationship agreement.
Chances are there was no agreement.
Guys, we have chances to agree on certain
there was no
things,
agreement.
Guys.
When you, what was this person doing before you met them? Were they not on social media?
No, I never said they were not on social media. But when we start dating and I say, my love, this is a deal breaker for me. Mm. If you stay, you stay. If you don't, you don't. I think also, I cannot about like you post a bikini or not. It's then unfair on the relationship because then you don't want it. Because we all have deal breakers. There are things that we all can't stand. So we kind of say, no, our principles are superior to the next person's principles. You don't like it, go.
So if Saint Pusa Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saint Jalagut, you know, you can only drink on Wednesdays. Ong Toleng Pusa 3 days a week, ne? Things are changing suddenly.
No, immediately when you're saying pusa 3 days a week and it's a deal breaker for me,
I always say a relationship comes with compromises. You need to compromise. There's things you need to compromise. There's no way in Zoploma Nama out every weekend. There's no way out. Every weekend in Samachitin. Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in Klenamachitamina. I go to the name AD.
And during the week, we
cut
we
are
drive 959. Feed pigeons.
No, I was on King and I didn't, but you have to tell them,
feed pigeons.
What a challenge you have to host.
Leave
a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So, this lady was asked if she has issues, if her boyfriend likes pictures of women wearing their bikinis. She was like, yeah, that's disrespectful, but it's okay for me to post my pictures wearing my bikini. That's what we discussed. And we said, we're not going to judge.
No, we're not judging.
Yeah,
no, not at all, Glenn.
We are not judging.
Especially from your side.
Yes, Glenn.
We are not judging.
Mm.
Sending photos or posting photos where you appear half naked, or photos that are giving the next person a weird imagination, I think as a person, you know. And if you are in a serious relationship, I think posting such pictures without understanding it's just being disrespectful to your relationship. But if your partner is okay with such photos being posted on social media, like your WhatsApp statuses and all of that, and Alishabka, and I don't see anything wrong, but now in
I think people won't be fair when they comment back about being half naked and liking and stuff, especially Tina Machita. Let me just say, mina ngumchita, I will refuse. But then siyakwazi ukuthatha abantu bethu sibayise ma swimming kube mnandi. What are they wearing? They are half naked, and then ba post about doing all those poses, and then asikhuluma sisho next. We are one. But manje ngoba male topic sibambile, a lot of people are gonna say mina ngingalawa umuntu wami ukuthi a post izinto njalo. But uyakhohlwa ukuthi sana ukuthi amise swimming. A swimming ugcokile, uyayibona? So hey, it's gonna be a tough one, but then as
I think back then, trap pictures, I wouldn't really call them that. I would have said body positivity pictures. Mm-hmm. But now I am changing my tune. I don't post such anymore. And anyway, why are you liking other people's naked pictures if you're my boyfriend? Why? Like, I understand why. So no, we don't do such here. We don't do that here. We don't do it.
When I used to date this guy, Guma photos on Beranga comment on a show next. We were friends on Facebook. And then Gunale Exia Kele, my post a picture. Bega comment, Avele Achi, you look beautiful. Mangimbuza Avele Achi, Mina, hangi bonangamus. This girl, no ma anga chincha e number or a chincha e Facebook yaki. This girl, Yosala Munganaki go Facebook. Mangimbuza, and Mina Gala one pig, I give Muguta Beranga so Muntuaki in. Mara definitely sure. Guma photos waki Bega comment. Mara Minoam as an itchy last Niana. Kuthiya upostile lapha somebody ucommentile ini yo, this guy was toxic shame. Ngiyambonga kahamba.
So I know there's many of you who are listening to the show right now who are dating people who used to post the very same pictures we're talking about and used to like their pictures and DM them. DM them, and then you started dating.
Now you are married.
So, what happened?
Kwenzakalani after lap. And what trick till you have naked?
That's my point. Kwenzakalani after lap.
But at the same time, maybe when you went and DM'd and you got that person to be in a relationship with you, you'd like to keep that for yourself. Simple. Kwenzito unekara uchamne. Manzi nte. Awulele muntu niyako. Maru uchamo yubona wachaye muntu yintlele.
Shaking my head.
No. Okay.
But also, Glenn must be fair. If I'm thirst trapping, my assumption is I am putting myself out there so that kishelwe. Has a kishetswe kithotswe? Who am I now trapping?
Glenn, you go fishing.
Kishetswe.
Khumutso, you go fishing. You catch the fish.
Haibo.
Naila if fish we bambile. Why usa ponta? Yin lo sa usa ifisha
eh? We are Brian. We.
Why
you are frying?
Mugel just you are like still... likes posting those pictures, and that's it. Period.
And it's okay.
Not for now. Hey,
Abem, umbonela Abem ago Instagram. Ashayi habli.
Aibo. So I like him.
Hey, that's how funu kumegi sa ukpema ihabli.
Flavor yan.
You guys are bullies.
We're not bullies.
No, Ken. It's not about being bullies. It's all about. Like I said, compromising out here. Who doesn't like if we are in a relationship, maybe you would comment better because you would say, oh, maybe.
But I'm just giving you facts.
No, you're going to out here, but as umuntu or relationship, you need to compromise something out here.
Is it?
There's things that you're gonna let go.
If it's a deal breaker, move. If I say to my person, babe, what is this thirst trapping that you're doing? It makes me feel so uncomfortable, so, right? Wait. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And then he's like, I tough there. This is what I'm going to post. If you don't like
and
it...
And at the same time, there's couples that train together.
Guys, I'll go out.
So the question is then, when this person has been posting these bikini pictures and you DM them, they respond, you go out on a date, do you tell them immediately or listen? On the first date, or listen, Mina, in my crawl... Mina, in my crawl, I don't allow my woman to post such pictures. Do you do it on the first day? Or do you wait for 2-3 months? What do you do?
I would think it's common sense if that was your marketing. If you were marketing so that people will shallow you, I would think it's common sense that you'll stop. If after a while I see you not stopping, I will then ask. But it's a decent conversation. Babe, why are we still thirst trapping?
Believe you me, it's not many people who are going to express that on their first date.
Of course, after
a few weeks, then when you feel that you own someone, you're like,
It's not a matter of owning. It's a matter of knowing what I want this thing with this person, and what I want with this person has nothing to do with us. Just tripping abantu sivezis into ngabeyibonwa yimi letter lagim.
Because if you're dating somebody conservative, guys, you are.
At least this is Bonnie Latin.
Oh, I get.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Yeah, hey, yo, guys. Yeah, it's
burning and burning.
It's just burning in the studio here. To post a picture with a bikini.
Or not.
Or not. Or to like a picture of women in bikinis.
That's like a bikini. Not a tight end, Chale, Yukjima. There's a new tight fit. Everyone knows it.
Nini gikama, man. Floss.
Yeah, floss.
Yeah, no, yeah, floss.
Yeah, floss. Okay. Yeah, floss, bro. Ha! There's a new tight fit.
Guys, how una tight end in a mole fatsing? Lela mudimu leke le rata ngo feta tight eo. And it comes in all sizes.
And all colors.
Long, short, medium, that I hate that tight. It just, oh my word, no. Oh my goodness. But guys, for those of you who love it,
wait,
flourish,
flosser.
My wife, she's so much insecure. She put the mina masinglini. I don't get to touch my phone. I can get to use the remote. Yeah, now go to your wife. Go please, no WhatsApp the whole time. Yeah. Wait a second, we go to like, I got phone number before, man, I'm sending like, it's too much.
Matong, the only social media a man must have is LinkedIn. Udira! Udira, I'm going to post that on social media. I'm out. Do that and I'm gone.
Ule kwala.
LinkedIn, kya urume.
Kya business.
Yeah.
I'll post you the picture.
No. O post out with Zanga Bopilo Bahao.
A picture yaba in words.
I actually know someone who met someone on LinkedIn and they got married.
Without pictures.
Without pictures.
Well.
Without flossing.
ACV had pictures clearly. And there was other things. And they had a child this year.
Oh, that's amazing.
What's the name of the child?
You think they said...
No, nobody said you can't trap on LinkedIn. We're just saying that maybe you won't use your floss. That's all.
So, because if you find someone on LinkedIn, you'll search for them on Facebook. And one is in Dolab.
Hey, maybe.
Oh, Facebook. Oh, you have LinkedIn.
I'm in Angnan King. I don't like my pics. Phone in here, I don't have a problem. But in Kabanguti, Leng Aban in King and Nayoguti and as posted, then I like her, Mama, Yamantomazan. The attention and life for now. Because I mean, come on, I'm negative attention, mean aligning. So, in Jaleo, in Ayazu, which is in Alolanga as poster, Ilolanga, and a nice look. And of course, now I don't think I have a mooting like you posted at pick and then I'm a daughter unlike. So it's a no-no.
No, man. You know, there's a fine line. There's a fine line between the strap and, you know, an innocent picture. Bikini at the beach is okay. But the minute it's a bikini at the beach and you're facing that direction, your bums are the ones facing the camera, then it's a problem because, vele, what are you showing? You are not showing your bikini, and now you are showing other things. So there's a fine line and we need to draw that line.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.